Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1810. Simple Speed Workout to Train to Run Faster by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So this one's in reference to positive and negative thinking, and it comes from Ralph Waldo Emerson. He supposedly said, quote, "You become what you think about all day long." Oh, and as promised, today's article is a perfect addition to what I was talking about in my commentary on yesterday's episode. So hopefully you checked out yesterday's episode, which was 1809. So with that, let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. Simple Speed Workout to Train to Run Faster by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. If you want to run faster, you have to train to run faster. While it's never easy, it's simple to run an effective interval workout that will increase your speed. Consistent speed sessions that include adequate rest and recovery will improve your comfortable pace over time so that you can run faster with less effort. Who should include speed sessions in their training? Runners who consistently run 3 to 5 days a week for 6 weeks or more should be ready for speed training. New or inconsistent runners should build a solid running base before attempting speed workouts. It allows your body to adapt to the stresses of running before adding additional intensity. What precautions should runners take? If you are training for endurance, take care not to increase the intensity, meaning speed, and volume, meaning distance, in the same week. If you're increasing your speed, don't increase the distance that same week. Too much stress will make it harder to recover and increase injury risk. It's best to train for a period for speed, then for endurance. How often should runners do this speed workout? Most runners get the best results with one session per week of fast speed work. Some more experienced runners may be able to perform 2 sessions per week. It's essential to keep in mind that you get faster and stronger during the rest period after the workout, not during the workout itself. If you're not recovering properly, you will not see the results you desire. Less is more with speed training. Simple speed workout to train to run faster. Are you ready to get faster with speed training? Short intervals like described in the following workout are best to help you improve speed for shorter race distances, such as a 5K. Warm-up. I recommend a dynamic warm-up before you start this workout. Warm up for your speed intervals by running for 5 minutes at a leisurely pace. An effective way to judge your pacing is by your breathing and the talk test. If you're not breathing heavily and could hold a conversation without gasping for air between words or sentences, you're moving at an appropriate speed for warming up. If you have trouble talking, you're going too fast for a warm-up. Speed intervals. Run for 30 seconds at a hard pace. A hard pace is a speed at which you could not hold a conversation, and breathing is labored. It should feel quite challenging for 30 seconds. It's basically a controlled sprint. Run for 90 seconds at a slower pace to recover. It may be a slow jog or even a walk if needed. Use this time to prepare your body and mind for your next fast interval segment. Your heart rate should come down during this period. Run the 30 seconds hard, 90 seconds easy intervals for a total of 8 times. Cool down. Cool down by walking for 5 minutes or until your heart rate returns to normal. Perform this once a week for 6 to 8 weeks. Recovery needs vary from athlete to athlete, depending on factors like experience, age, and genetics. Older individuals may need to allow more time for recovery than younger ones, but a more experienced athlete may need less than a new athlete. Maximize recovery after speed workouts to get results. Most people can maximize their recovery by following these guidelines. 1. Take at least 1 or 2 full rest days per week. 2. Use this time for active recovery that does not stress the body the same as hard workouts. So try walking, stretching, foam rolling, or mobility exercises. 3. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of sleep because a lot of your body's recovery processes happen during sleep. If you don't sleep well, chances are you won't recover well. 4. Eat mostly foods from nature. Include whole food sources of protein, fats, and carbohydrates. Fuel your body with the nutrients it needs to repair and rebuild after workouts. Be sure to eat enough calories to fuel your hard workouts. Undereating can limit recovery. 5. Limit or minimize alcohol and processed foods that can cause additional stress on your body. Occasional indulgences are fine. And 6. Minimize or manage life stress as much as possible. Spend time in nature. Meditate or pray. Read. Limit electronics. Spend time with loved ones and animals. When life is stressed, it can limit your ability to recover. If you have life stress that you can't control, it's better to limit high-intensity workouts during this period. What not to do in speed workouts. Do not follow arbitrary paces and workouts from the internet, not even this one. Always work according to your fitness level and abilities. If a workout on Pinterest calls for a 9-minute mile-paced interval, that may be a relaxed pace for one runner and a hard effort for another, which would yield different outcomes for each runner. What feels hard for you? That's your hard interval pace. It doesn't matter what anyone is doing or suggesting you do. Get pacing advice from your workouts based on how you feel or from a qualified coach. As you build fitness, you will find you'll be able to run the hard interval segments at a faster speed with less effort. You just listened to the post titled "Simple Speed Workout to Train to Run Faster" by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I'm so glad that today's author, Leah, mentioned you need to pay attention to how your body feels. How is a difficult workout defined? Well, as Leah said, that depends on a lot of things. If you find that during your workout you're breathing so heavily you couldn't hold a conversation, then you're working really hard. This is the talk test she was referring to. And it's a well-accepted method for determining the intensity of really any workout. I'll also mention that another advantage of including these speed workouts into your routine is that it will even improve your long distance running. This is because by training your body differently and incorporating more speed in this case, you're forcing your heart, lungs, and muscles to adapt to this new situation. In turn, this makes your heart, lungs, and muscles more efficient. More efficiency means your body will perform better in all situations. Just yet another advantage to adding a different form of intensity to your workouts. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.